качки вас ми волите.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announced his weakened coalition will be disbanded and the country will head to new elections. Bennett's office said Monday the Prime Minister and his main coalition partner, Yair Lapid, decided to present a vote to dissolve parliament in the coming days. Lapid will then serve as caretaker prime minister. The election is expected in the fall. It will be Israel's fifth in 3 years. Bennett has struggled to keep his unruly coalition of eight parties together, and defections have left the crumbling alliance without a majority in parliament for over 2 months. The vote could set a stage for a return to power by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now the opposition leader. Israel held 4 inconclusive elections between 2019 and 2021 that were largely referendums about Netanyahu's ability to rule while on trial for corruption. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing. Israel's military machine pounds eastern Ukraine. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Fierce fighting continues in the Donbas region of Ukraine.
Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Avdiivka, Krasnodar.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian army is concentrating artillery, aerial attacks, and offensive forces. Battles have been raging in villages in eastern Luhansk. And local governor Serhiy Hadai tells the Associated Press the situation in Severodonetsk is very difficult. He says Ukrainian forces hold just one area, the Azot chemical plant, where a number of fighters and hundreds of civilians are taking shelter. It's just hell there, he writes. Everything is engulfed in fire. The shelling doesn't stop even for an hour. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, the war's consequences for food and fuel supplies are increasingly weighing on mines around the globe after warnings that the fighting could go on for years. This is VOA News. Officials in Mali say members of an Islamist group killed 132 civilians in multiple attacks in the country's central region over the weekend. A statement says members of the Katiba Messina Islamist group assaulted at least 3 villages and a rural commune in the central Mopti region on the night between Saturday and Sunday. Mali is struggling to stem an Islamist insurgency that took root after a 2012 coup and has since spread from the West African country's arid north. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced across the Sahel region. Kenya's presidential office says East African leaders agreed Monday to establish a regional force to try to end conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern region and called for an immediate ceasefire. The announcement was made after a meeting in Nairobi of the 7-member East African community on the security situation in the eastern DRC after a flare-up of violence. Heavy fighting in the eastern DRC has revived decades-old animosities, with the DRC blaming neighboring Rwanda for a recent resurgence of the M23 militia. The United Nations said Monday that rival sides in Libya's long-running conflict concluded their latest round of UN-led talks without reaching a deal on rules for long-delayed elections. The presidential and parliamentary elections, originally set for December 2021, were meant to cap a UN-led peace process following the end of the last serious round of violence in the country from 2019 to 2020. But the vote never took place due to the presence of contentious candidates and deep disagreements over the poll's legal basis between rival power centers in the east and west of the country. Thousands of students from state universities have marched in Sri Lanka's capital to demand the president and prime minister resign over an economic crisis that has caused severe shortages of essential supplies and disrupted people's livelihood and education. The students say President Gotabaya Rajapaksa is responsible for the economic crisis, the worst since Sri Lanka gained independence in 1948. They've also accused the new prime minister, who took office a little more than a month ago, promising to end the shortages, for not delivering on his promises. Sri Lanka's foreign reserves are nearly gone, and it is unable to import food, fuel, cooking gas, and medicines. Repeating our top story, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announced his weakened coalition will be disbanded and the country will head to new elections. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.